You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of academic and athletic excellence. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments of the past 20 years in each sport. Today, we are taking a look back at the top moment in baseball history, April 24th through 27th, 2008. After Millsaps forced a decisive second game against Trinity in the SCAC baseball title on Sunday with a 10-5 win in the opener, junior shortstop Stosh Hoover delivered a two-out, two-RBI double to right center in the bottom of the ninth to cap a four-run ninth inning and propel the top-seeded Tigers into the NCAA tournament in one of the most amazing championship game finishes in conference history. Hoover hit .389 with four doubles, a triple, five RBIs, and two runs scored during the tourney, and senior right-hander Brian Oates went 10 innings and allowed just one run while striking out 13 in Sunday's 3-1 11-inning victory over DePaul that propelled Trinity into Sunday's championship game. Today we are joined by then and current head coach of the Trinity Tigers, Tim Scanlon. Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Coach, going into the SCAC Divisional and Championships, your team had posted a 27-12 record, 12-4 in conference play. Did you feel like this group was poised and had a chance to make a run in its first outright SCAC title since 2004?
Well, you know, I think that group, we were a really young team, and so I really didn't know how we would handle tournament pressure, per se. And then going up against Millsaps in the finals, you know, it really was just another Trinity Millsaps baseball game. We seem to have incredible battles with those guys.
Coach, you mentioned Millsaps. Trinity Millsaps have developed an incredible rivalry in recent history. Just talk about how you've seen this rivalry develop over the years and what you think it's done for baseball in the SCAC.
Well, you know, I think when I came into the league, Southwestern was the dominant program by leaps and bounds, and then, you know, Millsaps immediately got going, and as I understood, they were pretty darn good in the years prior, but they had maybe a little lapse, and at that time we were starting to get going, and so all of a sudden it was Southwestern, Trinity, Millsaps. And I think what's evolved is an incredible league now where top to bottom, everybody's strong, whether it be Oglethorpe, Rhodes, Hendricks, you name it. And so I just think the rivalry between Trinity, Millsaps, Trinity, Southwestern, Southwestern, Millsaps, I think that's put this baseball conference on the map.
Coach, you mentioned obviously you had a young team. You led your team to the SCAC divisional round in Millington, Tennessee to defeat Oglethorpe easily 11-1 and 10-1 to advance to the SCAC championship tournament. Different from how the champion is decided now, how as a manager did you keep your team focused and prepared to play a championship that lasted over the course of two weekends, and how if any, did that change your mindset as opposed to playing everything out over one weekend?
Well, you know, That format didn't last very long, and I thought it was great. I thought the players thought it was a real exciting format. You know, baseball is one of those games that's filled with a ton of cliches, but I think oftentimes those cliches are really pertinent to the game. And so what we did, and I'm sure a lot of other teams do, is, you know, we just literally take it one game at a time. You know, that's two out of three the prior weekend. You know, there is no championship weekend if you don't win two out of three in that first opening round playoff. So, you know, one game at a time, trying to take care of business. We did a good job that opening weekend with Oglethorpe, and then that put us in a four-game double elimination tournament to, you know, try and win the SCAC.
You guys head to Danville, Kentucky. Center hosted the SCAC championships that year. You open up the tournament against Millsaps, playing the majors for the fifth time in the last 14 days, having split the regular season series. You pick up the win, 13-9, advancing in the winner's bracket. Talk about how important it was in the tournament atmosphere, double elimination, to win that first game, and what did that that win do for your team's confidence?
Well, I think it did huge things for our confidence, because Millsaps is a team that, when we lose to them, they seem to, you know, we seem to win the tight game against Millsaps, and then when they beat us, they seem to beat us pretty soundly. So I think that our team wondered what we could get done in that opening game against Millsaps. So we had Evan Bronson pitch for us, and Evan is currently pitching with the Washington Nationals in high A right now. And so we had a pretty good arm to open up with, but we needed every bit of what Evan could give us that opening game. I remember we actually were going to pull him out in like the seventh inning, and then we realized, you know, against Millsaps, I think we had a pretty big lead. We felt like maybe we could do it, and then we said, nope, we got to leave Bronson in. We got to secure this win.
Coach, an exciting 11-inning, 3-1 win over DePaul landed the TU Tigers into the SCAC Championship on Sunday. As I mentioned previously, just talk about the pitching performance you got out of senior Brian Oates that day. 10 innings, allowing just one run. He struck out 13 batters.
You know, Brian had an incredible career at Trinity, and he went on to play in the Seattle Mariners organization. And he's one of the hardest working kids we ever had, and he is tough as nails mentally. But the funny thing is Dave Smith, our pitching coach, and Brian, they kind of tweaked the plan going into that game where they decided they were going to really showcase his changeup. And Brian was always a power arm with a good power slider, and he would get in trouble walking quite a few guys. But that day, he came out and threw changeups, I think through the first five innings. He never showed a slider, so he's just fastball, changeup. And as fate would have it, you know, no one would ever know that game would be such a nail-biter and go 10 innings. But Brian broke out the slider in like inning 6, 7, 8, and that allowed him to stay in the game. And that was one of the best games in my 13 years I was ever involved in.
Coach, you advanced to the championship game, having to go up and face Millsaps, knowing that they would have to beat you twice to win the conference title. Did that add any more pressure to your team heading into Sunday?
Yeah, I don't know how the players felt about it, but I can tell you, again, in all my years of doing it, I vividly remember the night before that championship game thinking, you know, this is not the team we want to play on the final day in terms of the way Coach Page runs his program, the way his kids respond to his intensity. I don't think they had any fear that, you know, they needed to beat us twice. As a matter of fact, I really believe those guys woke up that morning and felt that championship day was theirs. And really it was in terms of that first game. But our guys battled, and you know, the game just played out the way it did.
Coach Millsaps would go on to win the first game, as you mentioned, 10-5, to force that if-necessary game. What do you remember telling your guys after the first game to get them refocused and prepared heading into game two?
Well, I remember telling them that one thing that we talked about at the beginning of that year, because we were a young team and we had come off a really bad season the year prior. And so after we lost to Millsaps, I brought the guys together, and we talked about a little mantra that we put together right before we started the season, and it was the concept of pounding the rock, and that if you just keep pounding the rock and pounding the rock, that all of a sudden, eventually, the thing chips, and that's how you break through and you know, accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. And so, you know, I told them, you know, Millsaps, they're ready to go, and this is going to be an incredibly tough game, but we have the capability to win it, and if we just stay with that mantra of pounding the rock, then that one little crack can break open this game, meaning it could be a base hit or play defensively or one pitch made. So we kind of tied it all into that pound the rock mentality, and it worked that last inning. Those guys bought into it, and I'll never forget that dugout. Had a lot of guys chanting pound the rock as we built that big rally in the last inning.
Well, Coach, as the story unfolds, both teams score a pair of runs in the fourth, and the majors would go on to add three more runs over the course of the next five innings to take that 5-2 lead into the bottom of the ninth to force the rally that you guys made, either in a go-home with the rally or not. What did you see anything in your team? You mentioned this pound the rock mantra as you guys went into the bottom of the ninth that gave you some confidence that thought, okay, we can make this run. We might have a chance to still be in this ballgame.
You know, there was one moment in the game where we brought in Drew Bignell, who was an injured pitcher, and he never was able to regain his ability prior to the injury. But he could spin a pretty good breaking ball. And so Bignell threw some quality innings in the middle to later middle of that game that kind of quieted Millsaps' bats. They were really explosive offense that year, and they could really bang the ball out of the park. So I remember Coach Smith saying, hey, we're going to flip a little breaking ball guy at him and see if we can get some flyouts. And for the most part, we did. I think one of their guys hit a solo homer. And I remember that home run deflated the team. But at the same time, you know, the seventh inning turned into the eighth, and then we were up to our last at-bats. But I think one of the other things I remember thinking is, you know, we have a chance because we had a bunch of freshmen in the lineup, and freshmen tend to just play. They tend to not worry about, you know, this is the last game they're going to play, or you know, any expectations they have on their shoulders. And so in that inning, we had huge at-bats by Dylan Early and Kevin Jackson, who both, you know, went on to have great careers for us at Trinity.
Well, you mentioned those freshmen, Coach. You get the first two runners on, but can only scratch one run across. You're down to your final out. Kevin Jackson, that freshman, comes up to the plate, hadn't had a hit all day, slaps a single on the first pitch he sees to keep the rally going. As a manager, what do you tell your guys in that type of situation when you're down to your final out in a game-tying situation, especially in a championship situation like that?
Well, we talked about, you know, doing a good job hitting the ball where it's pitched, that game can end in a hurry if, you know, there's a fastball left out over the plate and you try and pull it and you roll over and there's a, you know, a weak little ground ball and the ball game's over. And so each guy, you know, in the hole on deck and so on and so forth, we just talked to him about, you know, get up there, stay relaxed, hit the ball where it's pitched. And both Dylan Early and Jackson had some key hits, as well as some other guys grinding out some at-bats.
Freshman Dylan Early, as you said, comes to the plate, hits an RBI single, cut the lead to 5-4. Could you start to feel sort of the momentum shift a little bit and the pressure sort of go back to Millsaps? And what do you remember as a manager your emotions were at that time when Stosh was coming up to the plate?
You know, I remember that, you know, Hoover has got a great swing, beautiful right-handed swing. And I remember that, you know, we were a good team as well, and we had some offensive balance. And I remember thinking, geez, you know, each guy that, as I looked as this inning unfolded, I remember thinking each one of these hitters has the capability of coming up with a big hit. But, you know, I was looking ahead to Felix, who was Kyle Felix, who was a freshman at the time, and had banged a home run in that tournament, I believe the first game against Millsaps. But I remember distinctly looking ahead to Felix, who I believe was on deck when Hoover was up, and thinking, you know, if Hoover can just have a good at-bat, I really felt like if we got to Felix, we were going to win the game.
Coach Stosh Hoover, junior shortstop, comes striding to the plate. The tying run is at second. The go-ahead run is at first. He quickly fell behind 0-2 in the count. Coach, 0-2 count at the SCAC championship game as a hitter. What was he looking for at the plate?
You know, I think at that time, oftentimes, you know, 0-2, especially to good hitters like someone like Stosh, you know, 0-2 oftentimes can put you in a really relaxed mode because you're going to shorten up your swing and you're going to understand that, you know, the 0-2 pitch is most likely going to be a chase pitch and try and induce you to swing at something out of the zone. And then the 1-2 pitch is probably going to be something out of the zone. And so you just, 0-2 at-bats, if you're a mature hitter, can really go to your advantage if you understand what that pitcher's going to try and do to you. And so I think that Hoover went 0-2, and then I think he just got really relaxed and started to work for a ball that he could get in the strike zone and put it into play.
He works the count back to 2-2, as you said, Coach. Then on the sixth pitch of the at-bat, rips a liner to the center field gap, easily scoring the tying run. Early round, second, heads to third, gets the green light to head home. The throw is on time, but Early, you know, obviously was able to avoid the tag, touches home to win the SCAC tournament 6-5, in obviously dramatic fashion in the bottom of the ninth. You know, take me back through that play as you remember it, and seeing Early rounding third, and you knew it was going to be a close play at the plate at home.
Well, I remember thinking, you know, when he split the gap, it was a small field. And again, Millsaps is a really well-coached team. And I remember watching that thing unfold thinking, you know, they have the personnel out there and they will execute these cutoffs. And they did. They did a great job. Outfielder got it in quick, you know, drilled his infielder. And now it just came down to whether or not to send Early. And our third base coach, J.C. Bunch, he had it in his mind he was going to send Early the entire time, and I was yelling from the dugout, which was really tight to the third base box, to send him, and he couldn't hear it because we were both on the same page thinking that we don't want to just tie this game. We're okay with getting thrown out at the plate. We got to force an issue here because Millsaps had such an explosive team. We felt that, you know, extra inning game very well could go back to them. So Early's a big, tall, great athlete who could fly, and I think the big thing in that game is, as you saw him come around third, and the throw was pretty much on the money. There was just one small mistake made, and that was the Millsaps catcher gave up the plate, and you see that with a lot of young catchers. He later became a phenomenal catcher in our league. But he just, he came forward to get the baseball, and that just gave Early a backside window to the plate, and he was able to get in there.
Coach, the dog pile at home plate after the win, clearly just tons of emotion. Just take me through, you know, what that was like for not only you, but for the kids and the players as well, having clinched the SCAC title in that, in a moment like that.
Yeah, well, I think that moment was so big. You know, the kids, the dugout erupted, and obviously they, you know, they just kind of pulled off a little bit of the impossible, and so they went crazy. I distinctly remember my immediate emotion was I immediately saw Will Hawkins and other Millsaps players fall to their knees in just kind of disbelief. And Hawkins was a freshman at the time, and I remember walking straight to him. I felt awful for them. It's a hard thing to work through. But it's funny, in athletics, you're fighting and scratching and clawing and you want to get this win, and you don't really care about the other guy. And then all of a sudden you get it. And, you know, I immediately felt, because I saw Hawkins fall down, and this kid was a great athlete and obviously went on to be one of the best athletes in this conference with football and baseball. But I felt for him, felt for all the guys. And then you immediately feel for the Millsaps coaches, who we have a great relationship with. You know, in one sense, you're so fired up for your players, but you move right past that so quick because you think, boy, I wouldn't want that to happen to me or any of my players, to have a championship taken right out of your hands. It's a really weird moment. I'll never forget it, because you'd think it would be one of total elation, but it really isn't.
Coach, that was the seventh time you faced Millsaps in a span of just 16 days. It was the third time in 4 years the two teams had faced each other in the SCAC tournament title game. Did that dramatic moment win make it more special with all the history between the two teams?
Well, yeah, I think that especially in that little segment of time, 06, 07, 08, you know, I think that Millsaps and Trinity were the top two teams, and I think that both players and coaches really enjoyed playing each other, and I think we expected to get to the finals, even though that's a hard, you know, it's easy to expect it. It's another thing to actually get there. I think we always expected that the second we started playing each other in 08, that this would come down to a final game. We just didn't know that it would come down to a final play.
Coach, as a manager, how'd you grow from that experience?
Well, I think it humbles you to, you know, believe it or not, I think basically the growth that I would have as a coach is to realize that that's how fragile this game is, and that, you know, it absolutely, I mean, here they come out on a double or day where they need to beat us twice, and they come out and beat us handedly 10-5, and then they have all the momentum to close out a game, and it just looks like a devastating, you know, tough day for us, losing two in the championship game, and you know, nobody wants to get beat twice on the final day. That's a tough pill to swallow. And then all of a sudden it just turns on a dime, and now we're the champions, and they're the ones left, you know, with just being totally demoralized. And so what it does to you as a coach is, I think that's why I saw that picture in my mind of, you know, Hawkins falling to his knees, and then you feel badly for Coach Page and his players. It humbles you. You just realize this game is really fragile, and that's why as coaches, you know, we harp on little things like, you know, the game's not lost in the last inning. It's lost all the way through the game.
Finally, Coach, you shared a little bit with us, but just what are sort of your memories that you will have with you forever from that championship Sunday, that thinking back on that top moment in SCAC baseball history that always comes to you when you think about that day?
Well, I think it was probably, you know, after, when we were leaving, and I think that what I saw in that team, and it just kind of, it was almost like a light went off in all their heads that this is what athletics is all about, especially at the collegiate level, where you sacrifice so much time, put in so much hard work, and you know, you win this big prize, and everybody just gets closer, and, you know, they get this can-do mindset, and I just remember, you know, getting to the airport, and everybody still kind of had that gleam in their eye, and they were ready to accept representing Trinity in the regionals, and, you know, that was something that, to me, you know, I always feel like whoever goes to the regionals represents our league, and, you know, whoever it is, I'm always, if it's not us, I'm always rooting for them, because, you know, we get a great baseball league, and we have some challenges when we get, you know, finish our conference and we're laid off 20, 24 days. Nobody's broke through to that World Series yet, but I felt like that 08 team felt like, you know what, we're going to go play, and we're going to play our tails off for Millsaps. And then we ended up talking about that as a team. The players said, you know, Coach, I remember them talking to me about wanting to put something on that would signify Millsaps in the regionals. And in the end, we didn't do it, but we wanted to do it. And we're a game away from going to the World Series. So you're talking about, you know, a really talented Millsaps team, and we just happened to win it. And unfortunately, we couldn't carry on to, we couldn't win the regional title.
Trinity head baseball coach Tim Scannell. Coach, again, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations again on being part of the top moment in SCAC baseball history over the top 20 years. And best of luck as you continue through for your coaching career.